It's 5:44. You're listening to 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Andy Griffith died today at his coastal North Carolina home in Manteo. He was 86. But home was Mount Airy, North Carolina, in Surry County near the Virginia border, also known as Mayberry.
The Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith had many roles on television and in movies, but his legend was made in the 249 episodes of the show that ran from 1960 to 1968. The show gave us more than laughs. The Reverend Neil Brower says it also gave us life lessons. Brower is the author of Mayberry 101, behind the scenes of a TV classic.
It was a gentle place to go. You felt welcome there, and you learned something about life in many of the episodes, and you saw a lot of love.
Here's a scene from an episode called Opie the Birdman. Griffith said it was one of his favorites. He learns that his son Opie had killed a bird with a slingshot.
You remember me telling you to be careful with this thing?
I'm sorry, Pa.
That won't bring that bird back to life. Being sorry is not the magic word that makes everything right again.
You gonna give me a whipping?
No. I'm not gonna give you a whipping. Do you hear that? That's those young birds chirping for their mama that's never coming back. Now you just listen to that for a while.
Scenes like that one were also the subject of classes taught by Reverend Brower at several community colleges, including CPCC. He spoke to us from his church in Kannapolis about the lessons that the Andy Griffith Show gave us.
Well, I think that maybe without even knowing it, viewers learned lessons. It was something where you could apply what was happening to Andy and Opie or to Aunt Bee and the family to your own situation, to love one another, to believe in the word of a child. You didn't know you were being taught perhaps at the time when you were watching it, but those lessons come through.
And, of course, with laughter all the way.
Oh, yeah. That was the basis of the show. Andy always told the writers that the most important thing was to have character-based humor, and then the life lessons were just an added bonus.
And I understand you, over the years, have probably worked a lot of Andy Griffith Show lessons and material into your sermons.
I do that, but I try not to do it too much. If I did it too often, I think that the congregation would probably roll their eyes and think, here it comes again. So I'm kind of a little bit sparse with how I do that. But if there is a good illustration from the show that I can use, I would be glad to do that, of course.
And you've also taught a course in community colleges around the area on the Andy Griffith Show. What motivated you to start that?
I grew up watching the show, of course, but I became a real fan when I began trying to tape all the episodes on a daily basis when it was shown on TV. And over a year, which it took me a year to tape all 249 episodes, I really got caught up in the quality of the writing, the life of the town of Mayberry, and had a desire to learn more about it. I began to do research in libraries to find anything I could about the show. And then I decided I'd like to share that with other fans. And I went to Central Piedmont Community College in Charlotte, showed them what I had prepared. And the people in the continuing ed office said, yeah, let's do this. People in North Carolina, and I'm sure all over the United States, have a real love for this show and wanted to be with other fans as we learned about it together and watched episodes together.
Now, of course, the generations that grew up with the Andy Griffith Show will be passing on over time now. You think the memory of this cultural phenomenon will also fade away?
I think it'll be around for a while. I don't know how long, but it has the eternal message, as we talked earlier about the life lessons. Those things don't go out of style. So as long as people see merit in the show, they enjoy laughing at it, they see the humor and the value of the life lessons, I think that there'll always be a group that want to introduce it to their children and to younger generations.
Reverend Neil Brower, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Enjoyed doing it. Thank you.